The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Michael Sheridan joins us, editor of motorhub.ie for The Last Word on Wheels. Michael, how will Ireland's best-selling cars be affected by the new vehicle registration tax system introduced in the budget on Tuesday?
Well, I suppose the good news is we knew that this was coming. So what we have in January is a much sort of finer tuned system that can be tweaked when we continue on and we get newer models in. So the industry has been building up to this. It really wanted a reduction in VRT to help stimulate sales, and that would have actually generated a lot more taxes for the state. It didn't come, and what we got was a reasonable amount of fairness given to the motor industry. I mean, a lot of cars will actually disappear off the price list because they're not economical enough. And basically, your emissions, Matt, if your car consumes a lot of fuel, it produces a lot of emissions, and that means your emissions are high. And in simple terms, gas guzzlers and all the rest, their days are numbered. Now, we know that, and we know we're heading towards greener and cleaner cars. The trouble is they're still very expensive. Average new car prices is over 25 grand. And what we did hope for was that EVs would come down in price. There's still a very limited supply, but we're heading towards a new tax regime with that as well. Now, we've got the perfect storm in January, because if we have a no-deal Brexit and this new system, and we're shifting to the WLTP emissions testing system, which we've talked about before, which is stricter, which means that all cars that, you know, they work the exact same, but they have a higher emissions figure as a result of WLTP. That's people will see that coming into effect from January. So we're being squeezed as potential purchasers of new cars, but we're also being steered in the right direction in terms of, you know, the environmental message and going to cleaner, greener cars. The trouble is for family cars and the like, where you need a bit of power, you need a bit of poke, or if you're living in rural Ireland where you rely on a diesel car because you do a lot of mileage, they're going to suffer a bit of pain. So what we've looked at is the top 10 cars.
Yeah, give us examples of popular cars and how they'll be impacted.
I know my good friend Eddie Cunningham did a lovely piece in the Independent, and he looked at a few of them. I was just glancing down through it. Most of them will be in and around between 500 and 1,000 euro dearer. Some will come down in price, but a modest amount. And it's the sort of figures that we're talking about are really not that significant. But what is critical is that the demise of, you know, the incentives for anybody who is thinking, saying, well, look, I'll have one last hurrah and get one last big SUV with a diesel engine. People now have got the shock and said, OK, things are changing big time from January. I have to seriously think about what I'm getting and what it will be worth when I go to sell it on. So dealerships have been building up to selling us more efficient versions of their cars. So all of the top sellers, what you'll find is that some engines have been removed from the list of available options for that car. Everything is done by weight, Matt. So if a car is heavier, it will attract a higher CO2 rating in the emissions tests. And with the new 20 bands, there can be as little as 4 grams of CO2 in the difference between one band and another. So by putting a sunroof into a car as an optional extra, that can take it from one band to another band. And the manufacturers have known this, the distributors have known this. They've tried to streamline what they offer to sell and have these sort of packs and simplify their price lists. But there's still going to be confusion for people, because if you want those extra toys, those extra goodies, if they add weight, even a larger size wheel, if you upgrade from one size wheel, an 18-inch wheel to a 19-inch wheel, that will add weight, and that could take you into a whole new tax band, and that could cost you a hell of a lot more. Also, whether you have a manual or automatic, that can make a difference as well.
Why does it make a difference between manual and automatic? And it's a big difference in some cases in the VRT, isn't there?
Again, there's a couple of things. One, in the manufacturing process, there's a couple of types of automatics. People don't really need to know about them. But one is quite heavy, and the other is a clever system that maybe is an automated manual system. And it comes right down to the cost of the actual part itself in the construction of the car. And it's usually more expensive than a manual gearbox. But then they can often be more efficient as well now compared to manual or to automatics that, say, people knew from the 70s and 80s, which were horrible, weighty things which added a huge amount of to emissions and drank fuel and everything else. But modern autos are much better. But there can be wide differences between manufacturers. So when people go to shop for their car, most people who are buying a premium car, will have to have an automatic. And in many cases, they don't have a choice, because that's the whole premium vibe that you're meant to get from these things. You're meant to be able to waft along in your auto and enjoy it. So we're seeing a lot of people desperately scratching out and scribbling with their price lists and seeing what'll be what in January. What we'll see up to January is people rushing to see what's in stock with the dealerships at the moment, bagging a bargain and finding out, asking the direct question, will this be cheaper in January or is it cheaper now? And then haggle and do your deal, because also NOx has gone up. The NOx tax, which again is there to get rid of dirtier diesels. NOx is a byproduct of an engine creating power, and that's going to go as well. And in January, that's going to rise as well. So the temptation to bring in imports is going to be drastically reduced. It already has been drastically reduced this year, but it's going to change as well. In January, people are going to even more be more resistant to bringing in a car.
All right, I'm going to have to leave it there, unfortunately. I'm tight on time. Thank you very much, Michael Sheridan, for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.